Hello down there. Looks like you could use a hand. Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you. I followed your pitiful cries of distress. I only wish to help. You can't. You'll just have to trust me. You think you'll make it out, hobbled as you are. A 15-foot climb with a wounded leg. How optimistic. And then, of course, there's always the wolves. Or even worse, you might encounter an orc. Truly a fate worse than death. I assume you mean that knife on your hip. Have you seen werewolves hide? 4 fingers thick. Your blade. I can see the wear on it from here. How long since it last saw stone? You're not a fighter. Certainly not a killer. If you were, you would know that weapon is as good as useless against a predator of their size and strength. Any strike would only serve to anger the beast further. And then they would make sure to take their time with you. But, like I said, you'll never make it out. You'll die of exposure instead. A blessing in comparison. I see you have made your choice. Good luck then, stranger. I wish you well on your journey to the other side. Changed your mind, have you? How quickly one learns to trust when facing the specter of death. This is how you land. Merely an excuse. One must always prepare oneself to fall at any given moment in time. Then at least prepare yourself for death. That is what you risk when you wander these woods unguarded, especially alone as you are. You lie poorly. I see you are unprepared for that as well. You are the first human I have seen in many moons. At least, the first one that remains intact. Quite lengthy, Elvisera. Calm yourself. I have no use for such violence. Where is my benefit in your death? I do not eat humans. And you clearly have nothing of value to steal. Your skin is filthy. clothing threadbare. How wet are your feet? The holes in your shoes tell me they must be sopping. And, of course, you are alone. Despite what your lying tongue suggests. No. No human with coin and will to live would do their hunting here. You're desperate. Unprepared. Frightened. Like prey. You're too easy, human. Come, take my hand. Here, lean into me. Closer. Put your arms around my waist and hold tight. It would be bad to fall a second time. There. Well done. I truly thought you would fall again. You would not have wanted to know. Besides, you may have objected if you had. In either case, it is done, and you are welcome. No. I said no. You cannot leave. I will not allow you to. Because if I do, you will die. Horribly. And I do not want that to happen. You don't understand. I'm not asking for your permission. I am telling you. No. I am prepared for that. You would not be the first person I have carried, kicking and screaming, into my house. Now come. We need to dry you off. Almost got it. There, that's better. It should warm up quickly now. Forgive me. I wasn't expecting company. Not so soon, anyway. Yes, seems we have that in common. They tire me. All that noise. That empty, oppressive noise. Out here, I can finally be alone with my thoughts. For an orc. You humans really do have a way with your backhanded compliments. I understand. You meant nothing by it. What you know of orcs is all that you have been allowed to know. It is easier to kill us when we are nothing more than empty-headed, violent brutes. But I
am not your enemy, human. As I said, I only wish to help you. Something you've clearly been in need of for quite some time. How difficult that must have been. These woods are not made for the weak, in body or in mind. The unworthy are culled without mercy. Such is the law of nature. And yet you live. You should take pride in that. I did, but the point stands. You are something special. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. Quite the opposite, in fact. Is it really so surprising? My dear, even gems require a polish if you want them to truly shine. A bit of dirt is hardly a deterrent. Please, don't try to run. You'll only hurt yourself further. And neither of us want that. What do I want? Not much, really. Just a little companionship. I know what I said, and it's true. I get so tired of the noise. But that doesn't mean I also don't get lonely. Don't worry. I'll be careful. No. So you want it rough? What? You think I rescued you out of the kindness of my heart? I like you, human. Your mind. Your beautiful, soft body. My dear, I only wish to take care of you. In every possible way. Of course, you always have choice. The right one and the wrong. So tell me, human, what will it be?